We will skip over the invisible item number 15, move on to item number 16, which is discussion for possible action. Acknowledgement of the resignation of Vanessa Stevens as Story County Clerk, Treasurer, and direction from board to recruit a qualified individual for appointment effective February 25th, 2022. Austin, are you going to handle this? Toby going to handle this item?
I think Toby's on here. I'll give her a moment to catch on.
I can handle this. That's fine. Thank you. This is Toby Witten, Human Resources.
Thank you.
So this item is essentially what it sounds like from the agenda. We're asking for the acknowledgement of Vanessa's resignation as Story County Clerk Treasurer, which would also be just recognition that that position will be open on the effective date of February 25th, 2022. And further looking for direction from the board as to how we proceed with recruiting to fill that position once it's open. We've prepared a draft posting to recruit for that position that should be attached to your packet. And, you know, any changes that you'd like to see made to that document or any other suggestions that you may have as far as recruiting for that position would be welcome.
All right. Thank you, Toby. Let's go to the first. Is there any public comment regarding item number 16 and the acknowledgement of the resignation? Or the future appointment?
This is Jennifer McCain for the record.
Yes.
I would just like to officially thank Vanessa Stevens for her time and her service to Story County. Our offices work very closely together, and she has so much information in her head that it's going to be very hard for all of us to catch up and be able to smoothly transition. I would just like to say that the person filling her shoes has a steep hill to climb, and that's all.
Thank you for that, Jennifer. I mean, it is 2022. I'm pretty sure we could stick a USB stick in there somewhere in the ear and maybe download that information, hopefully. But maybe not. So I do want to echo those sentiments. There's a wealth of knowledge in there that is going to be missed. But with that said, is there any other public comment? Not seeing any public comments. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any comments or questions regarding this item?
Only to say that Vanessa has been there from day one. For me, when I entered the government, she's been a tremendous support, and she is going to be sorely missed. I will acknowledge that she's resigning, and it's with sadness that I acknowledge that. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. I did just see somebody's hand pop up. So, Vice Chairman, I'm going to go to Mr. Michael Johnson first.
Thank you, Commissioner. My name is Michael Johnson. As I read the application or the vacancy thing, it says all interested parties must live within Story County. I do agree with that, but maybe you could give them a time limit of within 6 months or 3 months or whatever that the board feels is a comfortable number. That way you could have people outside of Story County, such as Carson or Reno, also apply for the job, knowing that they would have a time limit of to officially move to this area, not to be, you know, and that's the thing, they can live in Carson forever, but it would give you more opportunity to people to look at. Just a suggestion. I thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Is there any other comment before I go on to Vice Chairman Mitchell? Not seeing public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, did you have any comments or questions?
So I guess my first question would be, what happens if we don't accept her resignation? Is she forced to continue? Is that an option?
You're looking for an official answer.
No, I'm not looking for an official answer. It's just wishful thinking. But so my only other comment It's kind of two parts, and one ties in with maybe what Mr. Johnson was saying. I did notice in the requested qualifications, because it's an elected position, not just an appointed position, there is a requirement that the person be a resident, an elector, if you will, which means a resident, a registered voter, if you will, in the county for at least 30 days immediately preceding the close of filings for that. I would also point out that this position is up for re-election in this upcoming election in November, and so filing period for that is in March, coming up fairly quickly, and this appointment would be interim through the end of the year, but as it is pointed out as well, this person could file and run to continue in the position. One of the questions that I had, and I was looking through, and maybe I missed it, but if I believe if this is considered a partisan position, you have to run under a certain party, it may be worth including in the posting a notification that we, by law, would be required, if this is a correct understanding, to appoint someone from the same party as the person who resigned. I believe that's the way the law reads, and so I think just making that clear up front, and again, I apologize if it's in there and I missed it, I just didn't see it, but I think that's something that would avoid some confusion going in. So other than that, I you know, obviously it's something we need to move ahead with, and I would also just like to comment on the timing on it is a little interesting, just because of the way it's falling with the filing deadline for the position. It's fairly close on the heels, and so we would be making this appointment right about the same time as filing opens up, or just before filing opens up for people to run for this position. So it's kind of an interesting juxtaposition of those right in a very close time frame.
Indeed. Seeing as how not accepting it's not an option, I don't have anything else to say, except again to thank Vanessa for her many years of service. The loss of institutional knowledge goes without saying. But with that said, would you feel comfortable entertaining a motion at this point, Vice Chairman?
As long as both of you gentlemen are comfortable with me adding in a provision that we specify in the listing that the person would need to be in the same party as the person who's resigning.
I do believe, Commissioner,
let's see what Assistant DA Loomis has to say. He has his hand up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It may well be that Clay is correct on the requirement that the appointed person be of the same party, but I'd like to confirm that. And what I'd like to see is if there is an inclination to state that the person must be from the same party as the person that's resigning, that would be subject to confirmation from the district attorney's office.
Okay, I think Clay is spot on that, but obviously, if you want to word it to coincide with confirmation from your office, that's fine.
And Mr. Chairman,
that's what I'd like to do.
Okay, Mr. Austin, do you have something to interject?
Yeah, I'll just point in there. I had nothing to really interject, but on the second bullet point of the second section, it does mention that. But per Commissioner Mitchell's recommendation, we can change that to explain a little bit more of what that is, as opposed to just being, a must be. And then, of course, we'll follow DA or Deputy DA Loomis's suggestion on how that is worded or how it is applicable.
Okay. Yeah, and County Manager, I saw that, and I'm not sure if that's clear enough to this specific issue for my liking, because it specifically says you have to be a registered party, a member of the party you claim to represent, and maybe by reference that incorporates it. I don't want to set an expectation for the public that's not accurate, meaning that we have the ability to consider candidates that we might not. And I don't want people to be disappointed thinking that we have more latitude in that, because we certainly want to consider anyone who meets the qualifications. But if we're limited, I want to set that up front. So, and I'm happy to do that subject to confirmation by the DA's office.
Do we, with that said, Vice Chairman, do we want to look at possibly what Mr. Johnson has talked about maybe setting a time frame for moving into the county, well, assuming that's not already covered?
I'm just looking at the time frame right now, and we are, with, according to this, we're looking to consider this at our February 4th meeting. Let's see. I'm sorry. What's proposed here is to close the filing position, the filing for the position January 19th, and then we would consider it our February 4th meeting, as, or that may need to be updated. I think it's February 4th, 2021, so February 2nd.
There is, I have another thing, Mr. Chairman, that might tie into this conversation. It's becoming interesting.
Please.
So, you know, the letter does show that the potential departure of the current clerk treasurer will be February 25th. I guess if that was the case, we'll have to look at this conversation here on how that relates, and we'll work with Vanessa on that, because if that actually does happen and the person happens to be a Story County resident for 30 days and registers in the right party, if that's required, we believe it is, then that person may be eligible. So we would be happy to accept a motion to direct staff, and then also to address, you know, making sure Keith Loomis is okay with the being a registered party of the current person, and then also working with Vanessa and Deputy DA Loomis to make sure that this 30-day thing, that the person that might fit within that window is eligible to be part of this. There's some other moving parts involved, but we'll be happy to accept a motion to that effect so we do it, that provides the maximum opportunity and correct opportunity for those that might be eligible now or at the time that the departure occurs.
All right.
Does that make sense?
That works.
It does. Yep. I mean, as I'm looking at the proposed posting here, it does make clear in the first subpoint under required qualifications that the residency requirement is 30 days immediately preceding the close of declarations of candidacy filing. So if the plan is to close that January 19th, we're already pretty much locked in with a residency requirement. I don't know if we as commissioners have the latitude, and I would suspect probably not, to set a different residency requirement than is prescribed in the law. And so my recommendation there, or my inclination is to follow the law as it's laid out for this process as far as a residency requirement goes. Unfortunately, what that means is it means that people who are not currently residing in the county would not be eligible for this interim appointment. But I believe the same law applies for running for office. And so if someone wanted to run for office, they would need to establish residency 30 days prior to the close of candidacy filing. And so that's not under our purview, but I don't think we have the power to establish a residency requirement that's different than the law.
Do you mind if I chime in again, Mr. Mm-hmm. Chairman? Thank you. So
yeah,
what I'm hearing, these are good questions. I'm glad you're bringing them up. I think what a suggested motion then would be pretty simply to raise it as it is, allow staff and the HR office to post in accordance with working with Vanessa and her departure, and not necessarily follow those exact postings that are in this draft posting. And I know Toby's on. She may chime in at any point, but I think that would be fine. So then there's some conversations going on with Vanessa as far as her departure date and how that might line up with the county commission meetings where an appointment may occur. There's some things that need to be lined up appropriately. So I don't think that the date of posting in this is necessarily important for today's motion. What the direction would simply be to accept the resignation and then direct staff to follow the NRSs, work with Deputy DA Keith Loomis in going ahead and recruiting for another replacement interim clerk treasurer. I think that would take care of everything and allow some flexibility administratively to figure out exactly when that posting occurs, line it up with the right commission meeting for an appointment, and I think that would be just fine, and I believe it. I've said it.
Yeah. Yeah, Chairman, I think that's a great suggestion. Okay. I've simplified the motion a bit. So.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. Right. Sounds good to me.
Okay.
So if you're good, Vice Chair, then entertain a motion, please.
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to acknowledge the upcoming resignation of Vanessa Stevens as Story County Clerk Treasurer as presented to the Board on December 21st, 2021, and to direct staff to post a notice of vacancy of the position effective February 25th, 2022, as per the letter of resignation. Further, I move to make that posting subject to approval by the DA's office and to authorize staff and the HR office to modify the posting to assure compliance with NRS and other applicable laws.
Can I ask for one small change?
Sure.
All right, if you're okay, Mr. Chairman. I think that motion that Commissioner Mitchell read is perfect, except we would just like to remove...
Okay.
We would like to remove effective February 25, 2022, just in case there needs to be some flexibility in that date.
Okay.
Otherwise, that works for me.
If you're good with that, Commission, thank you.
Yeah, I'm fine removing the position effective February 25th, 2022, so that is not part of the motion.
I'll second that motion.
All right, so there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.